folks, to the Officer Jack McLam program, coming to you from the high Rocky Mountains of Idaho County, Idaho, USA. Good to have everybody back. It's just great to be talking to people throughout the United States and around the world who love God and love liberty about the issues we deal with all the time. And I've got a very, very important issue to talk to you about tonight to start out. Here at our two police and military associations, believe me, we know how important this issue is to all soldiers out there. Okay, that very important issue is about today's military cooks. Today's military cooks do much more than slosh hash at famished GIs and slop cold SOS on dirty plates. They're properly trained professionals who know that a well-trained cook is a key to combat readiness. Oh, you soldiers out there, including this old soldier here, don't you know how important this issue is? Marine Master Sergeant James Stark, a food service veteran for more than 20 years, was deployed to Iraq for 6 months to serve as regimental chef or mass chef for the 11th Marine Regiment Military Unit. Starks was responsible for feeding his headquarters unit during a 20-day ground movement from northern Kuwait to Baghdad. After returning to Camp Pendleton, California, he expressed pride in his role in the war effort. He says, "I know our job is virtually important," Stark said. "Napoleon was right. Armies really do march on their stomachs. Our guys usually eat our guys usually ate MREs, that's meals ready to eat, when we were moving around, but I set up our kitchen tents after we reached Baghdad. I had a choice of 14 dinner menus and 7 breakfast menus. There. I guess that something happened to the phone lines. Went dead for a moment there. I think we're still on. We'll be right back in just a moment to get into this very important issue and give you the recipe for SOS. Every American ought to know about that. It's fed our troops for many, many years, even back when this old cop was a soldier. Be right back.
You want to plant a garden that just keeps on giving year after year? Then visit the Ark Institute and find out about their all-natural vegetable seeds. Now, these aren't hybrids. They're not genetically engineered. They're the real thing. And you'll grow the best produce you've ever grown. Not only that, you can save seeds from this year's garden and plant them next year. Now, here's the deal. The Ark Institute is offering Republic listeners free shipping on their complete collection of 40 non-hybrid heirloom seeds, plus their best-selling gardening how-to manual, Build Your Ark. A complete family food security package is just $99, and remember, shipping is free. Oh, you'll have enough for canning and freezing and fresh eating and some seeds for next year. Now, that is food security. Call the Ark Institute, 1-800-255-1912. That's 1-800-255-1912. Or visit arkinstitute.com. Do it today.
Would you like to have an income regardless of the economic situation, which few trade people have considered? The art of knife sharpening is a skill that will never disappear and will always be in demand. Whether you have a place of business and just want to add to your income, or would like to travel servicing restaurants, barbershops, or a variety of businesses in need of sharpening tools, you're always guaranteed an income with repetitive business. Learn how to become a successful grindsman. It's easy to learn with our portable Grambo sharpening system. Travel anywhere you desire. Purchase the training manual for only $30, and it'll be applied toward your purchase of the Grambo sharpening system. America has become a service-oriented rather than a manufacturing or even high-tech economy. Take advantage of the situation and become a professional grindsman. It's easy to learn. Start on a shoestring with the overwhelming amount of business out there. Now is the best time to start. Call today for more information. You can enjoy the good life. Call now, 512-297-3152. That's 512-297-3152.
Looking for a quality shortwave radio without spending hundreds of dollars? The Sangian 505P shortwave radio is the answer. Featuring continuous tuning for all shortwave frequencies utilizing direct keypad tuning. Dual conversion improves shortwave image for better shortwave reception. Single sideband allows for reception of upper and lower sideband signals. Other features include 45 station memory, auto preset system, auto memory scan, tone controls, dual time display, and adjustable sleep timers. Included accessories, the AMT60 portable shortwave antenna, AC adapter, stereo earbuds, and a soft-sided carrying case. Also, a one-year full factory warranty on parts and labor. All this for only $139. Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Call today.
In the military, you probably don't get what I'm talking about here, about SOS and the importance of these guys like Master Sergeant James Stark here, more than 20 years in food service for the veterans or for the military people out there. But this is so important. Yes, old Napoleon said that armies really do march on their stomachs. Our guys, the Master Sergeant says, usually eat MREs, meals ready to eat when we're moving, but he said he had a choice of 14 dinner menus and 7 breakfast menus. My goodness gracious, during the Vietnam War, and I'm sure you Korean vets and First World or Second World War vets, I don't know how many First World War vets are listening in today, but Second World War vets, I know we have some listeners out there. Can't even imagine having 14 dinner menus and 7 breakfast menus as this Master Sergeant had there in Baghdad. The favorite, he says, was chicken breast with dressing and mashed potatoes. He added that Marine meals have changed considerably during his 2 decades of feeding the troops. Absolutely, I would say so. The technology has improved and quality is better, and we now have the ability to deliver meals faster than ever before. But did he get any respect? In a peacetime environment, he said, the troops tend to forget our importance, Sergeant Stark said. During a war, there's a renewed vigor and enthusiasm for the food service community. Food is a vital component for sustainment in battle, but Marines really fight on heart, he says. Of course, this is a Marine talking to you out there. You know how these Marines are. They got heart. That's right. Master Sergeant Stark said Marines are weapons qualified first, cooks second. So he does know how to stir it up if he has to in more than just the cooking bowl out there in the cooking pot. One of his troops, Corporal Johnny Ortega, had to drop his spatula and pick up his M16 several times during his unit's movement into Baghdad. We were tasked with providing local security and to get to a very interesting times there, Ortega said, and I quote, we had several engagements with the enemy along the way, and we had to learn as we went, but I think we did a pretty good job. I'd be in combat during the day and serve my fellow Marines at night at the chow hall. I know the guys like the hot chow. MREs are improved, but they can't compare to our hot meals we serve today. Air Force Tech Sergeant David Goldbach was a shift leader and one of 26 cooks who fed about 1,500 Army and Air Force troops around the clock near Baghdad International Airport. He also served in Operation Desert Storm. Goldbach compared the two conflicts from a food service standpoint. He said, and I quote, the biggest difference is that the technology has vastly improved in the last 11 years. He said in a telephone interview from Iraq, and he goes on and says, in Desert Storm, we didn't have mess tents. and we ate our meals sitting on the ground. We didn't have electricity or gas, and we washed dishes in trash cans. Things are different today. Actually, it's pretty modern considering that we're in the field conditions yet. It's as close to a home environment as we can make it. Goldbach says customers ate their meals. He calls the fellow soldiers customers, ate their meals in two tents, the largest measuring about 80 by 20 feet. Included in the modern kitchen deployment kit were electronic lights, lightweight portable benches, and heating or air conditioning when needed. No longer are exhausted GIs served mystery meat with magic sauce. Now be very, very careful there, Goldbach. This old soldier liked the mystery meat with magic sauce. We're going to talk about that in just a minute. Easily recognizable American brand names make the troops feel more at home. It's not the corner hamburger joint, but Goldbach said he didn't hear any gripes. I expect to have more complaints than we got, so I guess we were on the right track. He said we still heard a few gripes, but it wasn't for our food. The troops wouldn't be happy very long. I'm proud to have a major impact on their morale here at the Chow Hall. So if these I don't know what that is. Some kind of a food, I think it is here. Some kind of a food he's serving. I can't even say it. Sounds like some kind of French food, Lagesses or something like that. He says, what about the scrawny Air Force NCO who lost 27 pounds in 4 months? As it turns out, he was suffering from an intestinal disorder that didn't have anything to do with our chow. I promise. Well, folks, any military people listening to me today know how important the chow is, believe me. And so we're going to give the recipe out for the mystery meat that all of us guys have been wondering about all of our lives, the mystery meat in the magic sauce called SOS. I can't tell you what that means on the air, but it means S on a shingle, S on a shingle. And I'm saying Sierra, Ocean Sierra on a shingle. You can figure it out yourself. But anyway, it is, here's the recipe, chipped beef on toast and a sauce comprised of a creamy sauce and slivers of dried smoked salted meat served on toasted bread. In military slang, it is referred to as SOS or something or that we can't print here on a shingle. Debate simmers about which military branch actually created this recipe, but all agree the military personnel coined the name of the dish. The 1910 edition of the Manual of Army Cooks provided the following recipe for a quantity sufficient to feed 70 men. So if you're going to make any of this for your spouse at home and surprise the heck out of him and or her, who happened to be in some of our wars, when they come home and you serve them SOS, I tell you, you're going to have some fun. You're going to have some fun because that's going to be the shock that they haven't had since they got out of that uniform, I'm sure. But here it is, chipped beef on toast, 15 pounds of chipped beef. Now, remember, this is for 60 people. I don't know if you want to have a party and serve SOS. But anyway, 15 pounds of chipped beef, 1 pound of fat, butter preferred, 1.5 pounds of flour, 2.5 ounce cans of evaporated milk, 1 bunch parsley, 1/2 ounce pepper, and 6 quarts of beef stock. Brown the flour in the melted fat, dissolve the milk in the beef stock, and then add to the pot. Stir this together slowly and prevent lumping, and then add the beef. Cook for a few minutes, add the parsley, and serve over toast. This comes to us from www.sciencedaily.com. You want to look up chipped beef on toast? Maybe they'll tell you how to do it for a person that your love, that want to bring back a little bit of his military service. That would be really something. Go to www.sciencedaily.com/encyclopedia /military_slang. And I guess that's where they get the SOS. It's slang. And that source, once again, is www.sciencedaily.com/encyclopedia/military_slang. And you will make your spouse so happy to have a little bit of SOS for the first time, maybe in a lot of years. I know if my spouse made it for me, I would be very, very shocked. My wife's 22 years military lady. She remembers SOS. Yes, she does. A master sergeant herself. She handled the bases. She ran the bases for the Apache helicopters and the Cobra helicopters wherever she was in the world. Bosnia, Saudi Arabia, First Gulf War, and so forth. And she ate a lot of SOS, she tells me. Okay, folks, let's get into things. I don't think we can talk about anything more important than that. But let's talk about just a minute here about something wonderful happening out there. Not a lot of things wonderful happening today, it doesn't seem like, in the news. But we just got a copy of our American Legion magazine. And we read in the American Legion magazine this month of March 2005 that the Legion, the Scouts, are united. The Legion and the Scouts are united. It says here, Boy Scouts of America appreciate the support of the American Legion. Our common aims of duty to God and country unite us both. I know many Legionnaires are disturbed by the hateful speech and legal actions directed against the Boy Scouts because of their beliefs, our beliefs. We are deeply grateful for the support and assistance of the American Legion. Recently, the Department of Defense settled part of an ongoing lawsuit in which we are not a party and notified military installations not to sponsor the Boy Scout program any longer. What an absolute abomination, folks. Imagine that. These young boys and girls grow up to be military people because of the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts, and here we have the Department of Defense saying, notifying military installations not to sponsor the Boy Scout programs any longer. Roy L. Williams, Chief Scout of Boy Scouts of America, goes on with his thanking the American Legion here. And we'll give you the rest of this story when we return and talk about Scout battles, about American values, what's going on with the Boy Scouts out there and how they're fighting, standing up for American values. We'll be right back with more of the Officer Jack McGlam program after these important messages.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stadtmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
America is at war right now. It's not a war against Iraq, nor is it a war against terrorism. It's a new war for our independence. At stake is our Constitution and the very freedoms we enjoy every day. You see, power-hungry politicians are quietly advancing something deceptively named the Free Trade Area of the Americas, or FTAA. Proponents claim they are merely promoting trade by turning North and South America into a huge economic union. But in reality, it's a brazen scheme to eliminate the authority of the U.S. government, submitting our nation to the whims of a new regional superpower. America as we value it will steadily disappear, as will our rights, our Constitution, and our freedoms. Help win the war against the FTAA. Go to stoptheftaa.org and help keep America free. That's stoptheftaa.org.
Thousands of police and soldiers that love God and love freedom that we work with all the time. Yes, this is a sad state of affairs when the ACLU and other Marxist communist organizations, anti-American, anti-God organization, attacks the Boy Scouts, and the Department of Defense folds their tent and bans the Boy Scout programs from the bases around America. But thank you, American Legion Post, that have stood up and said that they will support the Boy Scouts. American Legion Post are not doing too much today to defend liberty in America. Matter of fact, almost zero, because they have written into their doggone mission statement that we can't get involved in politics, so they're standing by watching the nation go under this Antichrist totalitarian system. But this is something we can applaud our brothers and sisters in the American Legion Post for. The VFW and others have stepped forward to charter Boy Scout units. Fortunately, we have no knowledge of other military scouting support being affected than with the Department of Defense. It is my hope that military personnel will increase their non-official support for the Boy Scouts. I believe they will. This is particularly important on bases where units have been deployed before. It's difficult to sustain scouting on some of these bases, but most are coping. Having visited several national cemeteries, I know that our government provides headstones with religious emblems for our veterans. One might wonder if this is also will come under attack likewise by these anti-American groups. What will happen to the millions of headstones that could be required to be removed because they have crosses on them? I hope that this will not happen. Organizations such as ours must continue to take a stand for the Boy Scouts. Roy L. Williams, Chief Scout Executive of Boy Scouts of America. Praise the Lord for the Boy Scouts. Let's go now to the article here, actual article, and we have a brief statement by Thomas P. Cadmus, who is the national commander for the American Legion magazine, or American Legion. He said here, Scout battle is about American values. He's got a quote by Ronald Reagan here. It says, to those who cite the First Amendment as reason for excluding God from more and more of our institutions every day, I say the First Amendment of the Constitution was not written to protect the people of this country from religious values. It was written to protect religious values from government tyranny. Oh, Reagan, as much as he was a globalist pushing for world government, he certainly had a way with words, and that's a wonderful statement right there. The article goes on and says, the brief statement by the American Legion commander, National Commander Thomas P. Cadmus, it says here, the Pentagon issued an absurd warning to U.S. military installations last fall to throttle back support for the Boy Scouts. The gesture was only partial settlement, was only a partial settlement of the bigger lawsuit still hot on the agenda of the American Civil Liberties Union, a communist organization. I added that. Thomas Caldas did not, because they are a communist organization, which has made a target of the Boy Scouts in recent years. The ACLU, of course, wants much more than one little victory in its battle against American values. The point has been made that the DOD, Department of Defense, merely reminded its duty station commanders of the long-ignored policy against direct sponsorship of outside organizations. Routine business, fewer than 450 Boy Scout troops would be affected, about half of them overseas, where the children of military parents could simply find sponsorship elsewhere. No big deal. On the contrary, it is a big deal, one that is symptomatic of a larger assault on faith and its place in our free society. The ACLU ostensibly wants the Boy Scouts removed from public places because the Scout Oath refers to a higher power. The ACLU contends that even a non-denominational reference to God is a misuse of tax dollars, even a violation of law. Let's extend the logic. If a military base cannot sponsor a Boy Scout troop because God is merely referenced in the oath, what is the future of military chaplaincies where men of God proclaim God is the main point? Will it become a violation of a soldier burning or lying burnt and wounded in the belly of a blood-soaked government-owned Humvee to pray for his own life? Will that be a violation? Or if he should die on the battlefield, should the soldier be denied last rites from a chaplain who receives military pay? Thomas Caldas is on a roll here. We've got another paragraph and a half. We'll give you the rest of his statement when we get back, talking about banning the Boy Scouts. Hope you ACLU communists feel good. I hope you really feel good about this. Be back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
I can't believe it.
It's amazing.
You have to care enough about yourself to want to do something.
If you're tired of feeling sick or run down, this truly is the answer. I have so much energy now.
It makes you feel good.
And it's all natural.
Everyone in my family takes Cartivite.
Cartivite.
Cartivite. We all use Cartivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Heart Drop 2000 presents Cartivite. Cartivite is an all-natural supplement which is made up of our own special blend of herbs gathered from many different parts of the world, specially designed to improve your health. Come on and care about yourself just a little more with Cartivite. You can find more information at www.cardovite.us or call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822.
Cartivite is a natural thing. It gives you the edge like you've never seen. It makes you feel good. Go to Bites.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making Berkey bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean real, hard-to-find, all-natural pure soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorant, or antibacterials? Probably never, right? For the past 50 years, the Calbend Soap Company has been making triple-concentrated pure soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbend Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. It's great news because Calbend Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients, is earth-friendly, and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today, for good old-fashioned pure soap, call Calbend at 1-800-340-7091.
Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbend Pure Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or on the web at calbendpuresoap.com.
Try Pure Soap once, and I guarantee you'll never use anything else.
ACLU and its communist forces there. You know, we heard as police officers in the sixth largest city of the United States that there's so many communists in law today, in our judiciary, in these lawyer suits, in these suits dressed up as lawyers, all of them hoping one day to grow up and be judges. There's so many communists there that the ACLU has something like 17,000 attorneys working for them for free, pro bono, to help destroy this nation and its godly foundations. Can you imagine that, folks? 17,000, and that's been 20 years ago we were told that. And so I wonder what it is today. But you go out and try to get an attorney to take your case pro bono when you're fighting for the Constitution and everything. It's awfully tough to do. But you can see why they're everywhere trying to destroy this our freedoms and destroy this nation and our godly foundations. But anyway, the head of the National American Legion, National Commander Thomas P. Cadmus, is doing a good job here. Let me finish his article here. He's talking about the ACLU contends to use all their powers to remove God, every reference of God in our society. Now, sadly, the Christians are sitting back and letting this happen when we should be on the field of battle fighting every move of these people. And we'll pay for that. We are paying for that right now, that Christians have withdrawn into their prayer closets to just pray about it and let these things happen. But anyway, here's National Commander Thomas P. Cadmus. He says, let's extend this logic. If they don't want us to use any tax dollars to in any non-denominational reference to God, he says here, let's extend the logic. If a military base cannot sponsor a scout troop because God is merely referenced in the oath, what is the future of military chaplains where God is the main point? Will it become a violation of the soldier lying burnt and wounded in the belly of a blood-soaked government-owned Humvee to pay for his life? And if he, to pray for his life, will that be a violation? If he should die on the battlefield, should the soldier be denied last rites from a chaplain who receives military pay? This argument could suggest Americans ought not recognize the authority of the President of the United States, whose oath of office is recited with his right hand on the Bible. Of course, if you look behind Bush's left hand, he's got his fingers crossed. But that's not what Thomas Caldas says here. That's what this old cop's saying. But anyway, he says, the oath of office recited with his right hand on the Bible. The Vice President, members of Congress, the U.S. Supreme Court justices would likewise be invalidated because their oaths included the words, "So help me God." Consider the hell raised over the presence of a solitary cross that has been standing for 70 years at the Mojave Desert Veterans Memorial in California. Consider the ongoing attempt to strike God from the Pledge of Allegiance. Consider the tax dollars attorneys receive from local governments when these topics are debated in court. Talk about misuse of public funds. Organizations like the Boy Scouts help make this one nation of ours, the nation under God, a little more indivisible. The DOD, by rolling over to the ACLU's side, moves a step toward erasing faith from the U.S. military service. And when you're fighting a war, as we are today, sometimes that's all you have. Well said, Commander Thomas P. Cadmius of the American Legion. Folks, I'm going to open the phone lines up, continue with the news. We heard from our soldier, our young soldier that's going through ROTC, soon is supposed to get his second lieutenant bars, who is now withdrawing, saying, "No, I will not go to these international wars for oil and for Israel and for the UN over there in this international crime syndicates wars in the Middle East." He's saying no. We heard from him today. We're going to tell you what he says, and we're pretty excited about him standing up. We're also going to be talking about the Kremlin going back under communism. How do we know this? Oh, it's very obvious, folks. So let's get into that. But let's open the phone lines up first if you'd like to call in. The number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443, if you'd like to call in tonight and talk about anything. Also want to say thanks from our Police and Military Association here for John Stapmiller's good program preceding our program. Very good program. A number of us were listening in, and we say thank you, John Stapmiller, for that good program and the subjects you brought up. Right on target today, as usual. But let's talk, while we're waiting for the phones to ring, about how we know the Kremlin is coming back. The Soviet Union is coming back big time, not only as we here at our police and military associations continue to search the news around the world, from Red China to Soviet Russia, and all the Soviet satellites in between over there, that we still call them Soviet satellites because they are, and we're going to show you how we know that. But we also heard in the Moscow news today that the Kremlin is going back under their no sex, no bare flesh, no profanity, their stiff moral precepts that they were under during the communist ruling that those nations. And folks, the reason that the communists would not allow moral violations like sex shown on the television, talked about in the news, and all these kind of things is because immorality destroys the family and rots the mind. Isn't it interesting? In Russia, you could not go over there and look in their newspapers and their magazines or listen to their radios or watch television and see sex and profanity and those kind of things. It says here, March 6, 2005, from Moscow, Andrew Osborne is there bringing us this report. It says, and this is telling us once again, although we've known it for some time, that the communists are coming out of the closet now and letting us know once again they're still in power. They never left power. Like little Putin there, the little communist head of the Secret Service, never left communism behind. He's always been a hardcore communist. But anyway, Moscow's increasingly conservative family or city fathers have had enough of sex, bare flesh, and profanity. 14 years after the Soviet Union collapsed, which is a lie right there, along with its stuffy moral precepts, Russian politicians have decided that the country's fabled liberality has gone too far. A across the country calls for a renaissance of Soviet-style Puritanism and a return to moral order are being voiced with increasing frequency. Moscow's deputies believe the remedy lies in a law that would ban advertisements featuring swear words, genitalia, and fleshy, filthy gestures and poses. Once a drab, neo-free, asexual zone, Moscow itself has metamorphosized into a city where everything goes at this time. Sex is shoved in your face on billboards featuring soft lesbian scenes, stare down on a dusty communist-era statues. Adverts for sexual thongs leave almost nothing to the imagination, and sexual double entendres are used to sell everything from phones to cars. Deprived of commercialism for years, Russia embraced the old adage that sex sells with gusto. To add insult to moral injury, strip clubs, brothels line many of the city's main avenues. Hardcore pornography DVDs are on sale at most of the city's metro stations, and sex shops seek cheek by jowl alongside schools. Young people who have only vague memories of the Soviet-style morality, where sex was rarely referred to in the public, don't bat an eyelid today. But older Russians find it distasteful and are deciding that democracy and capitalism do not have to go hand in hand with in-your-face sex. Folks, this is what happens if you understand how the morality of a nation either builds a nation or destroys a nation. You will then know why the communists that totally control the movie industry in America, the music industry in America, the magazines, the newspapers, the printed word, and the electronic media in America have been pushing immorality, everything is okay, situational ethics to our children. They control our schools, pushing everything is okay. Any kind of deviant lifestyle is preferred today over a normal relationship. You can understand when their goal is to destroy the United States, why, now that the communists are coming back out of their closets and showing us they're still in control in communist Russia and the satellites over there, they are getting rid of this immorality because it rots the minds, it destroys nations, it destroys families. So anyway, very, very interesting. We're going to go to somebody on the phone. Who's there, Paul? Jimmy in Texas, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Hello. It's good to talk to you for the first time, sir. Listen, really, all I really had was, could you please tell me the name and the spelling of the gentleman who was suicided? He was that decorated officer that was helping out with the Oklahoma City. Unfortunately, when you first brought it up, I never got the spelling, and I couldn't Google it right because I never knew how to spell it.
Oh, my goodness. I'm just trying.
Yakey.
Yeah, that's Sergeant Yakey. He was on the front cover of one of our newsletters. I'm looking up right now to see if I can find that. Terry Yakey is his name. And you can put that in the search engine, yes, and you'll pull that up. Very sad situation. Definitely his brothers in the Oklahoma City Police Department hid that one big time. They did the investigation, and it was so obvious that he was murdered, and I'm so ashamed to know that there's officers there on his department that would do that to him. And I hope they realize and maybe are listening, some of them are listening today, that they may meet the same fate if they ever do decide to stand up against this Antichrist takeover of our nation by these very evil individuals.
Bless you, sir, but I still don't know how to spell his name.
Okay, Y-E-A-K-Y. I'm pretty
Got
sure
it.
That's it. Pretty sure
okay.
that's it.
Okay,
I'm not
Terry Yakey.
Speller, but it just seems to be that's what it was there.
Okay.
Okay, buddy.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks for calling in. All right.
Okay. Good night.
Sergeant Terry Yakey. Yes. He is a hero of ours here. And I'll tell you what, he's going to be remembered forever by those of us in law enforcement that know that that was an inside government job there at the Mirror Building. And he was one of the few to stand up in uniform and speak the truth and work to try to expose that. What'd you say, Paul? Who's on the line? Let's go to David in Texas. David, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call, and I just wanted to express my gratitude for you and the excellent job you're doing on your show there. And I just hope everybody can get this word to wake up and start doing what needs to be done. I appreciate you very much.
Well, thank you so much for calling in, brother. Yes, it's a pleasure. I wish, I'm just inadequate here as a talk show host, but I've got a heart for this. I truly do, and I appreciate you calling in and saying that perhaps I'm doing the right thing here. Thank you so much.
You're far from inadequate, sir. You have a great night. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yes, Kremlin, they're getting there. What we see now as we scan the news from around the country here at our Police and Military Association, not around the country, but around the world, when we go into Pakistan and we go into other nations like I have again today, we're able to see the Russian flags, the Soviet satellite nations' flags are putting the hammer and sickle back on their flags again today. They're coming out of the closet. You know, this is the third time, folks, over the years, the 80 years, that the communist system has been funded by the American people. Well, actually, 1917 is when it started, 1917, when the rich international bankers from Chicago and New York City sent 200 street thugs, hardcore communists, over to Russia to start the Bolshevik Revolution and kill the Christian Tsar and his family, and then over the next two decades, slaughter 66 million Christians over there. That all got started right here in from the underworld of America and Europe that was funded to make an enemy for America that you and I would fund with our tax dollars until the communist takeover of the world occurred. And, of course, we're still funding it with our tax dollars, but they've had three of these phony glasnost and perestroikas where they said, well, okay, we're giving up communism. Come on in here in America and set up your businesses. We're going to go into capitalism and fund us. And what they've done, folks, every time is they get our wealth over there. They get us to build that nation back up because communism never works. It always collapses, because you can't have 17 men leaning on their shovels around one hole that they have to dig. Couple go down in the hole and another 15 lean on their shovels because they're all government paid, and then two get out of the hole and two more get in the hole and the other 15 lean on their shovels. It just doesn't work. Communism never works. It collapsed, and we've had to rebuild that communist system three times. We've now rebuilt it again, and so now they're going back into communism. Out in the open, it's always been communism, and the people over there have been lied to. They thought they were going to get democracy and freedom. Far from it. And it was Lenin himself that said it would be the greatest mistake, certainly, to think that concessions means peace. Nothing of the kind. Concessions is nothing but a new form of warfare. And Manilevsky, a Soviet diplomat, 1947, revealed the communist intention to brainwash the American public. I'll give you that quote when we get back, and I'll give you the quote of Mikhail Gorbachev in his 70th anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution speech, and I'll show you that once again we've been bamboozled into building communism in the Soviet satellite. Be right back.
Available from the Republic Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting Network. Broadcasting
now you have the time to review every spoken word
on any RBN program
by ordering CDs of any broadcast in either standard audio or MP3 format. Audio CDs are just $10 per hour.
$15 for 2 hours.
And $7 when you order 3 or more hours. An entire month of your favorite broadcaster in MP3 format for just $20. So order right, Republic Broadcasting. 1015 South Mays. Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. That address again is Republic Broadcasting, 1015 South Mays, Suite 100, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Or for more information, call 1-800-724-2719.
And on the web at rbnlive.com.
Order your CDs today because you can handle the truth.
For over 5,000 years, gold has been the only true money in this world. And Republic Broadcasting has found the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Stapmiller here, and yes, I did find the company you need to protect yourself against financial insecurity. With the help of my good friend Robbie Noel, we've started Republic Trading Group, a company dedicated to serving RBN listeners with the best service available.
That's right, John. For the first time, Republic listeners can now buy with confidence. By eliminating the middleman and working with one of the oldest and most respected distributors of numismatic coins in the United States, we can now guarantee that within 24 hours of cleared funds, you will receive a tracking number so you can see exactly when your order arrives. It's that easy. No fuss, no hassle.
For more information, call 1-800-691-7898. 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Right back very quickly here. I want to finish my thought, and then we have Don in Texas to go to. Hang on, Don, just a minute. Manilevsky, Soviet diplomat, 1947, revealed the communist intention to brainwash the American people when he said, and I quote, "We will offer the Christian world unheard-of peace overtures, and these nations, stupid and decadent, will leap at the chance to be our friends. They will willingly cooperate in their own destruction. Then when their guard is down and they have gone to sleep, we will crush them with our clenched fist." Mikhail Gorbachev, that our government gave the Presidio to, who's still a hardcore communist running the Green Cross up there, the environmentalist communist movement to destroy America and industry, he said, "In October 1917, we parted from the old world, rejecting it once and for all. We are moving towards a new world order, a world of communism. We shall never turn off that road." Speech before the Soviet Politburo, November 1987, he said, "Gentlemen, comrades, do not be concerned about all you hear about glasnost and perestroika and democracy in the coming years. Poppycock. These are primarily for outward consumption. There will be no significant internal changes in the Soviet Union other than for cosmetic purposes. Our purpose is to disarm the Americans and let them fall asleep. We will accomplish three things," and I don't have time to get into those three things. But anyway, it's a lie. It has been a lie. When the wall came down, folks, it's because America became a communist nation. That's why they took the wall down, and we can prove that to you, too, here from our files at our two police and military associations. Let's go to Don in Texas. Don, welcome to the Officer Jack McLam program.
Well, good evening, Jack.
Good to have you.
I wanted to ask you to put your traffic cop hat on and go back and pull me over on the streets of Phoenix.
Pull you over?
Yeah. Let's suppose you're just a hard-charging young buck, and I don't know, there's something about me you don't like. You pull me over for something fairly routine, and you want to get into a search-my-vehicle scenario the way so many of them are doing now. And, of course, what they hit you with is the thing, well, you don't have anything to hide, do you?
Uh-huh.
And I just say, well, no, officer, but I think if it's important enough for you to want to search my vehicle, I think it's important enough for us to do this right all the way from the start, and let's get a search warrant.
Okay, very well. Very well put.
Okay. There's another one, and I heard this on a radio show a few weeks ago.
We've got less than a minute left, brother.
All right, we'll do it fast.
Okay.
A gentleman's pulled over, and he's ask a couple of questions, what have you, and he tells him, says, officer, am I under arrest? And, of course, you and I both know that a traffic stop is a form of detention.
It is.
And the officer says no, and he says, okay, I'd like my attorney present for any future questioning. How would an officer react to a response like that?
Well, most officers would call for a supervisor to the scene and some backup, because now they're going to try to get you to do something that they can charge you with a felony. If they get you out of the car, you've got to be very, very careful, because one of the officers will fall down on the ground and fake that you pushed them or something, and they'll charge you with a felony of assault on a police officer. So you got to be careful, very, very careful. They will call the supervisor out. Supervisor gets there, things may go a lot better than if just the officers surround your car and decide they're going to give you an attitude adjustment. Hey, you need to call back, Don. We'll talk about that more in depth, okay? Good questions.
Let's do that. I'll call, Jack. Thanks
all right.
Again.
Sure enough. Okay. Lord bless you. Folks, that's it for tonight. Don't forget, this old cop here in the Great Rocky Mountains truly does love you, America. Every single one of you. I truly do. Good evening.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.